This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody in the state of Wisconsin is ready for Bears-Packers tonight. This guy has been ready for a long time. He joins us on the Wendy's Big Show. Thursday is usually 3:48. Our man, Rob Reichel from Forbes.com. Forbes.com's Rob Reichel is also going to undergo some knee procedure, but Rob is ready to rock and roll. Packers, Bears. Robbie, it's been too long. We're ready for football to be back, huh?
Yeah, thank God we're done with that fake stuff, right? This was the worst exhibition season, guys, I can ever remember. And, boy, we're certainly ready for 7:20 tonight, aren't we?
I've been waiting too long for it, Rob. For you tonight, what are you most confident you're going to see out of the Green Bay Packers? And obviously that comes with – it's a very loaded question because of the lack there of what we've seen so far.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, Billy. We don't really know what we'll see, really, on either side of the ball. I mean, we've spent all our time, I think, in the preseason here talking about the offense, and that is a great mystery here. How are the quarterback and head coach going to click? Who's going to jump up and have some decent production next to Devontae Adams? Are they going to run the ball 45%+ of the time, or is Rodgers going to be allowed to check out of that stuff? I mean, we're gonna find out a lot of that stuff here in the first month of the season, Billy. But you know, on the defensive side of the ball, which I don't think we maybe spent nearly as much time talking about. I mean, when you go across the board, it's six new starters. And you know, if Tony Brown plays a lot, that's really in essence seven. That's a lot of new pieces, and I think they're going to wind up being pretty darn good guys on defense. But I think it could take them 4 to 8 weeks on both sides of the ball to be to the level that they're going to need to be at, to win consistently two-thirds, three-quarters of their football games, and you just wonder by that point in time, are they 2-4, are they 3-5? Is this reboot going to take half a season before you really start to see it pay off and the productivity out of some of these guys and some of the changes that they made, or can they get a really quick start? I would guess, guys, it might take a little while.
Well, you know, I agree with you, and, you know, listen, mostly we got these guys winning 13 games. Rob, how do you feel about that? I mean, I've been reading a lot of national people have the Packers winning the division and getting at least 13 games. How do you see that?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of the same stuff, and I think it's national people that haven't been to Green Bay. I mean, you've been to Green Bay. I've been to Green Bay. We've watched this team since it really was assembled back in May when they started so much of their off-season stuff. I mean, Gary, you know what a 13-win team looks like. We saw it in 96. We saw it in 97. Leroy played on a couple of them there in Green Bay. You saw the 13-win team in 07 that went to the NFC Championship game. You saw the 15-win team in 2011, right? I mean, this doesn't look like that kind of a team yet. There's too many questions. I think this reboot, guys, is going to take at least a year. My best guess, Gary, is this is a 9-7 kind of a football team that closes the year pretty strong and then has potentially an outstanding 2020. If you look at the history and the track record of a lot of Packer coaches, that first year they start slow, they pick up some steam as they go, and then that second year is really when things take off. I would envision, guys, a similar blueprint, maybe with LaFleur, how this plays out. Gary, I don't see 13 wins. I don't see an NFC championship, and I hate to pop, you know, the balloon of the fan base out there. And you know, there's a chance I'm wrong. My wife tells me I'm wrong every day, Gary. You know, that. but it just, it just seems there's so many questions right now. I think this offense is going to take a year to totally max out the way the Rams did, and I think the defense is going to take 4 to 8 weeks for Pettin to have that group playing the way he wants it to. And I think the real concern is, you know, the first seven games of the year, you have five at home. And if you're starting slow there, you put yourself behind the eight ball a little bit. And then in weeks eight and nine, you go to Kansas City and you go to San Diego. So by the midway point of the year, you could have dug yourself a hole that maybe you can't get out of. So I think they're gonna play really well in November and December, but I think September and October could be a struggle.
Talking with Rob Reichel of Forbes and Conley here on the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM Fan. Rob, obviously, I think we all agree that the best unit on the field tonight is probably going to be the Bears' defense. After that, where's the next best unit between both teams?
Boy, that's a great question. And, you know, you could even break it down inside those units. You know, their linebackers are probably the best. Their front might be the second. And, you know, if you even want to go position groups and be that specific, Sparky, I think Green Bay's outside linebackers have a chance to be as good as any in football. Obviously, they put the big money into both Smiths, and I think Za'Darius is going to have a Pro Bowl type of season the way he's looked through the course of the summer. You know, Fackrell's still coming off that 10.5 sack season. He seems to have a knack. He understands how to finish when he gets near quarterbacks. And Gary's the great unknown. Can they unlock that potential and find a way for him to have six sacks and 15 to 18 tackles for loss and 40 tackles, period? I think that unit on Green Bay, Spark, is really strong. Obviously, Rodgers is the best player on the field, maybe else other than Mac. I guess I would go Bears defense 1, Packers offense 2, and then flip a coin almost between 3 and 4 when you're talking Packer defense and Bear offense. The one thing that's gotten a little bit overlooked too, guys, is the special teams. And people forget Cordarrelle Patterson added to Chicago this offseason as a return guy. Green Bay coming off a legendary nightmarish season special teams-wise in 2018. Can they get that thing turned around? We remember Devin Hester running wild against Green Bay a number of different times in the return game. Patterson has the exact same, maybe not quite, but Patterson's one of the more dynamic guys inside the league, and could he create a lot of havoc tonight? Green Bay special teams have to find a way to at least get a draw tonight, Spark.
Yeah, I want to get to when you talk about unlocked potential. Kevin King, he was one of 15 guys they released off the injured list, so they're going to be pretty healthy. I mean, Allen Robinson, I mean, they're a big free agent. They came down from Jacksonville. The guy's a very good receiver. Trubisky is one of the top few, you know, dual threats, running and throwing. So if Kevin King is healthy, that can really change the complexion of how good this secondary really can be.
No, you're dead on, Roy. And tonight when you look at it, you know, the Bears group of wide receivers isn't great. It's probably a mid-level group with Gabriel and Miller and Robinson and guys like that. The thing that really concerns you, you know, Green Bay is as healthy, guys, as I can ever remember them going into a regular season. But the guy they lost there in Oren Burks is probably a guy who's going to match up tonight on Cohen, who's going to take Montgomery and stuff out of the backfield. Those are going to be really dangerous matchups, Leroy. And you know, you did that you know, throughout your career. You could take away a pass-catching running back, and it absolutely messes up the game plan of the opponent. Green Bay has struggled so much, guys, with you know, trying to get a linebacker who can cover tight ends and running backs. And my guess is that's probably going to have to be Blake Martinez or Raven Green then tonight. And I think that's a ridiculously tough matchup because Cohen's the kind of guy who can get 4 or 5 catches for 100 yards and run wild. He's done it against Green Bay in the past. He'll do it against teams all season long. So, you know, again, Green Bay is really healthy, but that Burks injury tonight could be one that we're talking about tomorrow as one that really did steer the course of this game.
Robbie, your prediction tonight, Bears-Packers.
Yeah, I think Chicago's ahead on, like I said, that's kind of the whole reboot. They're a year ahead right now of Green Bay, and I think Green Bay might catch and pass Chicago by December, but they're not going to do it tonight. I'm gonna go with 27-20 Bears. I think Green Bay's got the ball late with a chance to tie, and it doesn't work out.
All right, that works for the over, Rob. That works out for me as well. Rob Reichel of Forbes.com and Conley here with us on the Wendy's Big Show Thursdays, talking football, Packers football, here on The Fan. Rob, appreciate it, man.
All right, guys, enjoy the game. Thanks.
Bye, buddy.
Take it easy, buddy. Rob Reichel joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.